Series on awakening. Today we're looking at awakening to justice. What does justice look like? What does a response of justice look like? When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him. How did Zacchaeus get from a tree to a table with Jesus? How did Zacchaeus get from reviled tax collector, a chief tax collector, to one who was determined to be just and to be fair? There is a strategy in the mega church movement to make worship more seeker sensitive. By that is meant making sure what we sing and pray and say and do be in our worship service be sensitive to those who are seeking, sensitive to the outsider, easier to understand for someone with little or no church background. I believe there is much we can do to make the church more open and accepting to those who come. There are more connections we can make as church members, more bridges to be built with those who are seekers, our neighbors, relatives, friends, colleagues. At Rice Creek Covenant Church, when I was the pastor there, there was a family reaching out to a neighbor family. And the young girl of that family reached out to her neighbor girl, a friend. Kayla invited Sarah to come to a PAK event, P-A-K, that was Pastor and Kids, something we did about once a month at the Rice Creek Covenant Church, where I would gather the elementary school children. On a Saturday, we'd have a sack lunch together at the church. And then we'd go off to the Children's Museum or the Minnesota Zoo or sledding in the winter or some activity on Saturday afternoon. Well, when Kayla invited her friend Sarah to come to PAK, she said, "It was a day with the pastor." And Sarah said, "What is a pastor?" A little while later, as Sarah got more involved in the church, she was invited to the children's Christmas musical. And she was invited to either sing a solo or to sing in the chorus. And once again, innocent to church talk, Sarah said, "What is a chorus?" The church does need to be open to seekers, to make our language and our music and our order of worship as open and as inviting and as inclusive as possible. We need to work on inviting, including those who come to us. But while working on what it is to be open and inviting, we need to remember what it is that the seeker is seeking. Or for that matter, we need to remember what all of us are seeking, what all of us need. What was Zacchaeus seeking? He had heard things about Jesus, I'm sure. But this event was not very seeker-sensitive to one who was short. The Bible says Zacchaeus was trying to see Jesus, but because of the crowd and his short stature, he could not. So he climbed a tree. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." All Zacchaeus wanted was to get a good look at this Jesus, to see who this Jesus was. And now he finds himself face to face. In a moment, he is changed from a seeker, a man in a tree trying to get a look at Jesus, to a dinner partner at table in his own home. From a tree to a table. From spectator to relationship. From trying to see who Jesus is to meeting him face to face. True justice comes not from external rules or laws, but it comes from the heart. Perhaps as we look at this text, we should not focus so much on the seeker, but on the one who seeks. We tend to focus on Zacchaeus from early Sunday school lessons on up. What an effort that man made, a little man fighting the crowd, willing to make a fool of himself. This rich businessman in his business suit, climbing up in a tree. What a great story. No wonder it's remembered by children and adults alike. The outsider, finding a way in. But it is only a great story because of the one who seeks. It is only a great story because Jesus passed that way and looked up and called Zacchaeus by name and invited him to the home and table of Zacchaeus himself. How do we get from a tree, an outsider perhaps, wondering, observing, to the table, to relationship, to intimacy? It is only by the invitation of the one who passes by and says, "Come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We do need to be seeker sensitive. We need to be open, inclusive, inviting, accepting in our own lives and in the life of our church. But we also must not lose sight of what each seeker needs. Not to be entertained, but to be engaged, encountered with the living Christ. That is where real change takes place. This service is not about us, those of us who sit out there and those of us who lead, for we are all seekers. But it is about the one who passes by and calls our names one by one, each in a very personal and unique way. Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Now, we don't know for sure what kind of baggage Zacchaeus carried, but Luke does give us some hints. By now in Luke's gospel, we get the picture that the crowd figures, tax collectors are about as low as one can get on the sinner chart. A tax collector and a sinner are one and the same. And Luke gives us the name of this tax collector, Zacchaeus. And he wasn't just a tax collector, he was a chief tax collector. And then Luke adds one more, he was very rich. No justice here from this man. Zacchaeus had to pay Rome their fair share of the taxes. But after he paid off Rome, then he was free to collect as much as he could manage, over and above the Roman demand. And so he milked all he could from his own desperate people. And remember, in those days, there was no safety net. There were lives, I'm sure, that were ruined under the excessive tax burden. No justice there. And Zacchaeus was a willing participant in the oppression of his own people. His sin, his greed, his ill-gotten wealth had lasting, sometimes unchangeable results. Our Old Testament lesson that was read in the first service tells us that God is a forgiving God. But it also says that there may be lasting effects of our sin. Exodus chapter 34, verse 7 says, "God is merciful, forgiving iniquity and sin, yet by no means clearing the guilty, but visiting the iniquity of the parents upon the children and upon the children's children to the third and fourth generation." Harsh words. This is a heavy burden. We all know that there is forgiveness, but we also know that the effects of our sin cannot always be erased. June 17th, 2015, Emmanuel Methodist Episcopal Church. Dylan Roof walked into a prayer meeting, and there he was welcomed. And then he opened fire and killed 9 people. Roof's own family expressed their deepest sympathies and condolences to the families of the victims in a written statement. Words cannot express our shock, grief, and disbelief as to what happened that night. We are devastated and saddened by what occurred. We have all been touched by the moving words from the victims' families offering God's forgiveness and love in the face of such horrible suffering. And then from the daughter of 70-year-old Ethel Lance, one of the 9 people killed. The daughter writes, "You took something precious from me. I will never talk to her again. But I forgive you and have mercy on your soul. You hurt me. You hurt a lot of people. But God forgives you. And I forgive you." No justice can ever replace what those people lost. Our sins can be forgiven, but there are lasting effects that can never be undone. What we do, a harsh word, a careless act, the murder of a person's reputation, or the taking of a life, are all things that can be forgiven, but their effects cannot be taken away. Visiting the iniquity of the parents upon the children, and upon the children's children to the 3rd and 4th generation. We don't know for sure, again, what kind of baggage Zacchaeus carried, but like the rest of us, it was probably a load. And so we see him in a tree, bearing the burdens of his life, trying to see who this Jesus is, and Jesus passed that way. Jesus passed that way on his approach to Jerusalem, approaching the end of his own life. As Luke moves along that journey with Jesus, each of the meetings with people seem to be more poignant. In chapter 18, a blind beggar who is healed, and Jesus says to him, "Your faith has made you well." Just before that, a rich young ruler comes to Jesus asking, "What must I do to be saved?" When Jesus tells him he must give all away to the poor, he turns away from the invitation. As we focus not so much on the seekers, but on the one who seeks, Luke gives us Jesus' purpose way back in chapter 5, where he says, "I have come to call not the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." And the story of Zacchaeus ends with Jesus' words, "Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This encounter with Jesus who passed this way for Zacchaeus, this encounter changed Zacchaeus. His response was to act justly, to give to those whom he had defrauded. We are here in worship not to be entertained, but to be encountered by the living Christ. Hurry and come down, for I must come to your house today. And so Zacchaeus hurried down, and Luke tells us he was happy to welcome Jesus. But all who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." That is what the seeker needs. That is what we all need. To move from the tree, being a spectator, to the table with Jesus. And Zacchaeus was happy, happy to welcome him. This is no heavy, somber weight upon our shoulders. This is a joyous, happy occasion with a Savior who loves us beyond our wildest dreams. This is where the weight is lifted from our shoulders. Sin can be forgiven. We know that in our minds. But we also know the effects of some of our sins that can never be blotted out. The effects. And they can be a heavy burden on our hearts. Jesus said, "Today, salvation has come to this house. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." That is the radical good news that angered the good people. How could this man make it to God's kingdom before us? That is the radical good news that says God loves sinners. I can think of no better message to deliver today if you are feeling burdened. If you are feeling burdened with shame, feeling you don't measure up, burdened with guilt for a hurt you may have caused another, burdened with desires you can't seem to control, burdened with depression you can't seem to shake, or burdened with the knowledge that no matter how hard you try, you just can't seem to get it all right in your life. Jesus passes this way. God loves you. Jesus, who passed by the tree and invited Zacchaeus to his own table in fellowship. Zacchaeus, happy to welcome him. And Zacchaeus' response, "Half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Jesus passes by. God's love comes for us. For his lifting of our burdens, we can only be grateful. Ponder this Lenten season, your gratefulness to God. We are all invited out of the tree to be in relationship with Jesus, to be at table with the living Lord. Amen.